Welcome to another episode of the ADHD Hour. The most handsome nigga speaking right now is Young God, and the hoodlum is Spectrum the Originator, okay?
YN.
Real question. Who do you think is a better role model? Beyonce or Candace Owens? For the black community, for women, for black people, for just to what it means to be a human being. Who do you think is a better role model?
Bro, that's not even a question. How about this? I'll ask you a better question.
Dime.
Tell me a constructive thing that Beyonce has done for the black community. I'm sure she has done quite a bit, but
she has done quite a bit. She's shown black women that you can stay with in a relationship with a nigga who cheated on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nuance. Cheating is nuance. You know, kids are involved. Okay. You can't leave for the kids. She showed black people, black women, how to be strong despite being cheated on, allegedly. Okay. I don't know if that's been proven or not. Okay. She's shown black women how to shake their asses. And we all know that's a black woman's favorite mating call.
Okay. It's very important. You're right about that. Mm-hmm.
She's shown black people how to not have their own opinions and just be a mouthpiece for whatever political
candidate who's willing to pay the Democratic Party
who's willing to just pay her to speak
for 5 minutes for a questionably black candidate.
Go ahead. It's so crazy because like if I believe in the party, they wouldn't have to pay me for me to crash out for them.
Allegedly. Maybe she got paid.
So I think Beyonce on those, you know, points, she has Candace Owens beat. Okay. In all seriousness, who do you think is a role model? A better role model?
Sorry. I hope that was the last sneeze. Yeah, I think you brought up some valid points regarding your Lord and Savior, Beyonce.
No, Candace Owens is my Lord and Savior.
Okay. So, I have one problem with my community is that the people that we put on the pedestal tend to be entertainers.
Ooh. Yeah, who's a black
Other than person. MLK, MLK,
Obama. Obama's MLK. One of them. Who's an example of a black leader who's not an entertainer? That's exalted. Correct. That is not an entertainer. Yeah.
Who is a black representative that is exalted by the black community? Who is not an entertainer?
Or an athlete? LeBron James. An athlete.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
Not an entertainer. Ooh. Not an athlete.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, do black people really fuck with him like that?
Niggas don't claim Neil like that. Come on, you know that.
They think he's just a white, an Oreo.
I will go as far to say 75% of people don't even know the name Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You mean 75% of black people?
That's not what I said. I thought I said 75% of black people.
You said 75% of people. You said 75%.
Oh, sorry. 75% of black people don't know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is.
Wow.
So I want to know in our community, who is a black leader that is exalted, who is not an entertainer? We have a few politicians. Yeah, or not. Well, I count athletes as entertainers. People have Obama because we got a nigga running for president.
The first black president.
And then who else do we have? Nobody respects Al Sharpton, so he doesn't count.
Okay.
The name Maxine Waters get thrown around all the time. She's a congresswoman. Nobody respects her.
Okay. Those are bold claims, saying nobody. Oh, yeah, are you well-versed in politics to be making these claims, young sir?
I'm just telling you what I know of these people. Like, nobody respects Al Sharpton.
What you know of these people or what you've heard from social media?
I'm speaking about the black community. The black community does not respect Al Sharpton as a black person, as a black representative.
So what I'm hearing is my Lord and Savior, Candace Owens, should be the leader of our community, at least one of the leaders.
No.
The best representation?
For the simple fact that she's married to a white man. Just kidding. I am not going to spew Dr. Umar nonsense here.
Rhetorics.
No. Yeah, no. I do believe as one of the greats in the black community, I would like to elect Candace Owens. Not because she's popular. Not because she's a woman. Because
she's well spoken. Up until now,
I don't consider well. She's well spoken, sure, but remember what I told you last week. An orator to me cannot be trusted. They can tell you anything they need to tell you to make a quick buck. So I don't care about how well spoken somebody is. I care how effectively they can communicate their ideas. Not by using big words and things like that. Just like get you to listen by having the right tone to tell you a story. Because us niggas need a good story. We like gossip. We like tea. What fascinates me most about Candace Owens is her ability to absorb information. That's what I'm most impressed by. So that's why I elect her. Because if she doesn't know something, you can bet that she can absorb the information to actually be decently versed in it. That's why I
be able to regurgitate it to you or communicate it back to the masses.
Correct. To communicate back to the masses. Because we need someone to go in because all the world is like reason why we have people leading us into darkness is because they are using language and trick of the tongue to get us to go along with bullshit. Economics is not complicated. They just use terms that the regular nigga don't understand.
So would you nominate yourself as one of our leaders?
Absolutely not. I am way too slow and dumb to do it. I do not communicate effectively because I have a speech impediment, so that's a hell no. And I am not educated enough on most things.
You weren't born in America, so you're not American.
I think that's a plus though.
And you have a Let's hate boner. That. And you have Let's a hate boner that. against the United States for what they did to Haiti.
I do not have a hate boner against the United States. I have a hate boner against the crooked people who destroyed
You Haiti. Have a hate boner against the United States. Trump, get him. I'll sell out my brother for $1 million.
I actually love the United States. What the United States stands for, I
Ooh,
love.
Ooh, you so the people fake.
Who on are ruining camera. I do not like.
Oh, now you're on camera. You watching your tongue. You fucking fucking
Do not play with me. I am consistent in my beliefs.
Yeah, right. I was fighting with you
that I believe that the USA is the greatest country in the world. It's like, no, it's not.
I was the one telling you that. What are you talking about?
What?
You forgot this shit. Anyway, I want to go back on the point. Uh-huh. As much as I love Candace Owens, I tend to feel like she might just be out of touch with a portion of the black community.
Oh, really?
I just feel she might just be a bit out of touch. I don't know. I just can't put my finger on it. Maybe it's my own prejudices and biases, but...
Interesting.
Candace doesn't strike, like, to me, like, there's some relatability that she's missing.
You don't think she's relatable?
That would make her... I said there's some. I didn't say she's not relatable. I'm saying there's some relatability to the black community she's missing. Like I can't put my finger on it. I don't know. I just can't put my finger on it. As I've accepted her as my Lord and Savior, but there's just this thing about her that doesn't really fully, you know, right? Candace, I've accepted you as my Lord and Savior, okay? Like, I've accepted her as my... But there's still something... What
is
she missing?
Is she not black enough for you or something?
It's not. That is just... I don't know. It's like... Her take sometimes.
Is her hair like, not nappy enough? She wears perm. Oh, that could be it.
I think she needs to be uglier or something.
Oh, like, that's racist.
She needs to look more gorilla.
Black people, get him.
No, there's just something I think. I don't know. She's missing some sort of relatability, at least for me. But she's still my Lord and Savior. Candace Owens, you're my Lord and Savior.
So what is it about her that like? Takes that she have that you don't agree with?
I agree with most of her takes. I guess it's just... I agree with most of her takes. If not, well, at least from all the shit I've seen, I've agreed with her.
But what's one take that you don't agree with?
I haven't seen anything from her that I did not agree with.
Okay.
It's just certain things, like there's certain things I wish she was vocal about. Like when Trump did the meme coin, I wish she was more critical of that move. But I understand.
She has condemned a lot of the decisions that he's made. So I right, give her props for that.
But some of the more blatant ones, I wish she would address them, right? Just to be, I understand, like, showing solidarity with the party so you don't, you know, so it doesn't look fragmented, mm-hmm. you know, especially since she identifies heavily as a conservative. So mm-hmm. it might, like, optically, it might be a bad look.
She made it clear. She identifies with conservative values. The conservative party is not the same conservative party from the yesteryears. Because... Okay. There are a lot of things that they are doing right now that she questions as, wait, that's not very religious of you. Yeah.
Then in that case, she should have been more... It's not very Christian-like. Mm-hmm. Then in that case, that shows she should be able to be even more critical of some of the fuck shit this current administration is doing. But that's just me.
The only thing that I can say that I did not see her being critical of, and that's because I don't really follow her on social media... I only watch her mm-hmm. YouTube videos sometimes. Mm-hmm. The only one that I can say is the meme coin, but she's been vocal about a lot of things that the administration has been doing, the Trump administration has been doing. So I can say, like, you didn't criticize this. So far, she spoke against the deportation of Mahmoud, whatever his name is, the protester that day.
Right.
She spoke Wrongfully. Against. Yeah, she spoke against some of his picks for his cabinet. She definitely doesn't like Marco Rubio. She criticized him about the Elon Musk situation that's been going on. Like, yo, you're the president. Why do we have this guy that we don't even know much about and who's not really a conservative? You know, like, she's made...
As I said,
she's
consistent.
She's consistent. Yes.
She's
yes.
consistent. Right? It just, so, but still, to me, there are just certain things I can't put my finger on. It just, there's some really relatability missing.
Correct. When it comes to Beyonce, as long as somebody got a bag, she's good for it.
She's good for it. Beyonce has a price. Beyonce has a price. Candace Owen does not have a price.
Everybody has a price. What the fuck are you talking about? Candace Owens
definitely
has a price.
Not my Lord and Savior, Candace Owens.
Yes. If I can tell you what Candace's price is. If they put anything behind Christianity or Catholicism, she's game for it.
You think so?
Yes.
I mean, Christians are brainwashed. But that's, if we, you know, religion aside, she has... good head on her shoulders. I think she cares more about integrity and righteousness
than anything. Yes.
Well, than most, right? So most, I feel like if she has a price, her price is way higher than
yes. And the it's not necessarily pundits. Money. I would say, like, her price is not financial per se.
Right.
But I do believe I think everybody has a price. Now, how cheap you are or how misaligned with your values, it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but what's your price? What do you think your price is?
My price is kind of tricky.
Suck a dick for $1 million?
I would never suck a dick for $1 million. That's you. That's what you're willing to do. But personally, I like to keep my integrity and never do something for money, for a financial reward. Like, something that I don't believe in, I would never do it for some money. Like, YouTubers that I see promoting, whether it's gambling or some product that they never use, it's like, why would you do that? Like, I would never take sponsor ads. Please sponsor us. I would never take sponsor dollars for something that I've never used, believed in. Yeah, I would never. Because to me, it's like, no.
I don't want to... So, because as much as I'm, like... I understand I'm a consumer, too, but... Mm-hmm. I don't want to promote consumerism to other people. The only way I'd promote is if it has been beneficial to me and I want to share those benefits with others. That's the only way I'll ever take
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even need to get paid. I'd be like, yo, this shit that I use is actually pretty good.
Exactly. You don't even need to pay me to promote this shit. If I find value in it, I just want to share the value that I'm getting from this thing with other people. But maybe that's just us. Maybe it's because we haven't had success, so we're speaking like this. But do you foresee a change in the future?
I don't see it changing because I understand capitalism and this for that and all of that bullshit. But for me, my biggest goal is not a money play. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, sure, the money is nice and the freedom to own my time is great. But like, there are certain things that I don't think is worth it for me to do. It's like, I'm not going to shill your product or shill some ideas that I don't believe in for some money. Like,
my biggest goal is to start a cult. I want to amass followers with this podcast, create our own echo chamber, and then start a cult. That's it. Get them to do whatever we want.
Let's put the call out right now. All right.
Let's go.
We are looking to start a cult. So if you guys want to join us in this new cult that we are building, we'll figure out the details later. But right now, just sign up to join our cult.
Well, not our cult. It's my cult. As a matter of fact, you're the first member of my cult.
No, you're the first member of my cult.
It's my cult. It's called the Demigods, okay? I'm a young god, and these are my followers and disciples.
I don't want to follow your cult. I'm sorry.
You're my number one. You're my number one.
I'm
going
to start my own cult.
What's it going to be called? Now you want to have the cult idea like I fucking did. You're already part of my cult. Whose YouTube channel is this?
Not yours.
Mine. Well, okay. Shit.
Talk shit right now and I delete all your videos.
You don't got access, bitch.
You don't think so? You know what? You can start your cult and I'll start my cult. And I believe that's how religion was created. Cain and Abel split and said, you know, I'm going to start my religion. You start your own. Then we have a whole bunch of people. And then they start fucking around, fucking all kinds of animals. They created the Indians, Asians, black people, white people, yellow people, red people. And then that's how we're here. We're just recreating life, bro. So I'm down for it. Your cult and then my cult.
I look at you trying to branch off, but whatever cult Candace Owens decides to start, I'm gonna be following. Sign me the fuck up. I'll be the first. Trash. How is it trash?
I'd rather be the leader of my own cult. I'm not following another.
Follow Candace Owens to the end of the earth. If this bitch says I'm gonna go down to hell to beat Satan, I'm like, girl, I'm come with you.
This guy. Let the record show that this nigga do not feel that way really about his Lord and Savior, Candace Owens.
What are you? She's my Lord and Savior, Candace Owens.
I've seen more of her videos than you have, sir.
Because I'm not just like a fanatic, some lunatic. Okay, I take her as my Lord and Savior. I just need to think about her every day at noon, and I'm good. I watch her videos from time to time, right? Because that way, I'm not crazy. It really is my Lord and Savior.
Oh, that's not crazy behavior. Got it. Okay.
That's not crazy behavior. I'm not this kind of nut who's going to pull up to a school and just shoot it up in the names of, you know? Like, I'm not going to...
Oh, somebody did say that, huh?
They're trying to pin that shit on her.
On her, yeah. This
You're not going to come for my Lord and Savior. Truth
so
and justice.
So, what's your answer then to the original question before we went on this ADHD rant? Beyonce or Candace Owens?
Candace Owens is a much better role model for the black community than Beyonce, Knowles, Carter, Beehive the Third, whatever the fuck her dumbass name is, okay?
Okay.
Candace Owens.
Jay-Z or Obama?
No one ugly can be a role model. I'm sorry. If you're ugly, you can't be a role model to anybody. You could be a role model.
I never understood that claim that Jay-Z was ugly. I'm like, what? He's just because I never saw a man as like ugly or not. I'm like, one day I'm like, oh, this nigga
look
ugly for real.
Look at you pulling in academics. I don't know if no man is ugly or
No. I was talking about back then. Like I'm like, wait, like, because somebody made the statement, like, it was like we were around family and somebody made the statement like, man, money does get you beautiful women. Like, look at this ugly guy with this beautiful Beyonce. And I was like, wait, he's ugly? I thought he looked normal. And then as I grew older, I'm like, oh, niggas are ugly. Like people can be, like, men can be ugly. And I'm like, oh, shit, that nigga is ugly. I'm surprised that she agreed to have a kid with him because I would be scared that my kid would be ugly as shit.
That is fucking true.
No, it's true. I'm like, damn, like, he's That's rich, true. But like, fuck, if I have his kid, that nigga gonna be ugly as shit.
Beyonce is a terrible role model because she's showing black women
to settle for ugly niggas ugly as niggas. Long as they have money.
As long as they have money. Who has more money, Jay-Z or Beyonce? I forget.
Jay-Z has more money.
Yeah, because women earn 75% than white men earn. And on that note, bitch, go earn the money and stop watching this fucking episode.
Women are not watching this shit. It's men.
Oh, yeah.
It's upstanding men. Smart, educated niggas.
I feel like we haven't been misogynistic this episode, so I feel like...
Yeah, for real. We have not. Like...
We're supporting Candace Owens.
We're propping up Candace Owens. We're not talking bad about women. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, we're just pinning two that's women against
brand.
Each other.
That's off brand.
Yeah, we're doing everything right. Except we're just pinning two women against each other. And that's it. Not misogynistic at all.
Beyonce did not go to college. Candace Owens did. So Candace Owens wins.
But Candace Owens dropped out. Any final word to encourage women to watch this podcast?
Ladies, whatever you do.
I say final word then, not words.
A word. Bitches. Are you?
That's what I was looking for.
We're back with bread, baby. Get off my podcast, nigga. It's my cult.
It's my podcast, bitch.
Yeah, okay. It's my podcast, nigga. Bye.